This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
All right, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me. It's true, I am Michael Storm. This is Toward Anarchy, and I am here live, as I am every Sunday, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, talking about trying to figure out how to move toward anarchy. You know, that idea that I try to express, well, not every week, but I try to fit it in there as often as I can. That idea that everything we do, everything we think, all the things, the functions, all around us, everything that's going on, most of it is done without any kind of regard for authority or its opinion on how we do it or what it is that we're doing or any number of things. We just don't consider it. It's not something that we have to take into consideration to accomplish almost everything that we do. And we can apply that same thing to everything we do. That's the thing. It almost applies as it is to everything we do, but it absolutely can apply to everything we do. You just have to remove that sort of authoritarian opinion, that idea that it matters, that what those people, these controllers and manipulators and schemers and scammers seem to think. It's a beautiful Sunday, but it's cold. I don't know about what it's like where you're at, but I think a lot of the nation is cold right now, and if you listen to this show, I'm always bragging about how beautiful a Sunday it is, and how I'm letting in the outside. It's not happening today. It's freezing. It's cold. It was super cold yesterday and really windy here, at least for part of the day. I had to drive to Kansas City to see a man about a horse, but not literally, see him about an actual horse. That's a turn of phrase. It means it doesn't matter what I went to go do. I went to conduct some business in Kansas City, and actually met some interesting, cool people that I might end up having on the show at some point. But it was a crazy little drive out there on the highway on the interstate there. A couple of points, you'll get a good wind gust, or you're passing a big truck, 18-wheeler, something like that, tractor trailer, and a gust of wind come around the corner of it, something like that, and it moved you around a little bit. It was pretty crazy, but really didn't notice it that much until after actually getting back home and got out at the gas station to get some gas, and really hadn't noticed, but the second I opened the door, it almost blew off the hinge. It was just ridiculous. The wind tried to rip it out of my hand and blew all the stuff that was stuffed down in the side of the door down there in the little pocket. You know, blew all that stuff out across the lot. Luckily, there wasn't anything important in there that I couldn't catch. It's been interesting, the weather. You know, for myself here in Kansas, it's been really nice, and it'll be cold every once in a while, or it'll be cold in the morning, but it's just been pretty decent during the rest of the day and tolerable, and get out and you get some sun and you stay a little bit healthy, getting that vitamin D, that whole thing going on there. And not the last couple of days, though, and I think it's been that way for all my friends in Colorado. Everyone I'm seeing there was showing pictures, and family and everybody showing pictures of how deep the snow was where they were and how wet and cold it was they were talking about. So hopefully you're inside and warm and safe, and it's Sunday. It's the 1st of December, so I guess it should be cold. It's winter time in the Americas anyway. I guess anywhere in the northern hemisphere, I suppose. This great show planned out for you. Go to towardanarchy.com. And if it is actually Sunday, December 1st in your world and not sometime in the future, you'll be able to click on that date right there, and it'll tell you what I got coming up, what's planned on the show today. Otherwise, dig through the archive. Look for a Sunday, December 1st, 2019. It's almost the end of the year, man. This year has gone by. It'll be 2020. Shane Radliff is my guest on the show today. He's an anarchist, an author, co-host of the Vanu podcast, and founder of Liberty Under Attack Publications. He's going to drop in here in about 25 minutes or so. We'll do our usual little dance, and we'll talk about what he has going on. We'll talk about how to publish your tract or treatise or book with Liberty Under Attack Publications. We'll talk about some of the things that he's written. We'll talk about some of his authors that he's published, and we'll have some of those guys on the show. We'll talk about the podcast. I shared some links, as always, if you're following along. The world is becoming ungovernable. I apologize to you if this is behind a paywall for you. It's Haaretz. I do not apologize if you refuse to click on it, because it's them Jews. You're going to have to get over that news information. It's good because you judge it to be good, not because there's a question about the host of it or even the source necessarily. You have to judge the information for what it is. You can't claim you know the information if you haven't read the information, you haven't looked at it. You can't say what their position is or whoever's position is or what their point is if you haven't actually investigated, and if you refuse to do so just because of an association with a tribe or a group. Or I don't do it. I pick my friends that way in social media. That's a little bit different because I'm surrounded by them. But when it comes to finding out my information, I don't just ignore a source. Believe me, I keep it in mind. It's in the back of my mind. All of them. There was this interesting thing back in the day here. It was something that I was following, and some news stories and big events at the time. The show was much more news related back then. I was talking about daily news topics much more than just interviewing people and stuff. But this interesting thing happened where I do it all the time, where I'm sort of looking at how they're changing the news and how people are responding to it, and the validity of the sources. And it's funny because there was one particular, I wish I could remember the details, and I could pull it up again, because it's funny, because on Facebook it's popped up recently. There's opportunity, it's an advertisement, it's an opportunity to help rate websites and new, particularly news and media and stuff like that. And I was interested in it potentially because obviously I would be trying to rate some of the, alternative sources and things like that, as opposed to the mainstream. But one of the sites, it was hilarious because it wasn't the exact same site, but it was like they took the copy directly from the page. And this guy was releasing big news stories and was reporting on big news stories that were happening in the world. And if you clicked on the about, all you had to do is just click on the about, and it said right there in just plain capitalized proper pronunciation. You see, you get to play the game with that one. I'm not going to let you. I won't choose it for you. You get to. It's right there in front of you, written out perfectly in English. It says characters and people and stories and ideas and stories and situations may be created false. It spelled it out for you that at any point anything they were talking about could be fake. It wasn't like The Onion, where you go there and you know that what you're getting is fake. Some people don't the first time they click on it. There's some other great sites like that that are producing news and information that is based on reality, but it's fake. But there are other people that they don't necessarily spell it out for you, or it's not obvious. It's not so clear that what they're saying to you is meant to be humorous, that it's meant to be taken with a grain of salt. And people were major people reporting information from this guy and taking it seriously. And people I knew, which was more important to me when I saw it was happening, is that people I knew were doing it and they were taking it as word. I'm like, look, it's right here. It doesn't matter whether or not everything he says in this article is true. Unless you can verify that it's true, you might as well assume it's false, that it's fake. And it's unfortunate. You have to take that with Haaretz. You have to do it with CNN. You have to do it with Fox. It doesn't matter. It's all of them. You take it with a grain of salt. I put it this way for myself. You have to do it with the same with me or anything that you hear on the network, RBN or anything. I look at it this way, and I frame it this way. I'm only telling you the world as I see it. So if I say something wrong, I say something incorrectly, it comes with that caveat, depending on how you want to mispronounce it. Oh, I could play that game with words all day long. That could be fun. TowardAnarchy.com, Sunday, December 1st. Polio vaccine causes more cases than the wild polio virus. This shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. I shared a couple of vaccine-related links. Fight for your freedom to question vaccines. That was Michelle Malkin, another one of these things. You know, mainstream media, Michelle Malkin. But she's telling the truth. You click on that link, and it's one of the things I loved about it. It's it's mainstream media. She's talking about Rob Schneider, who's been a big voice for informed consent concerning vaccines and the truth about vaccines. But there's links. This is one of the things that I love. When I talk about vaccines, I share links. I say, here's the information. You have to do the study. You can say you know what vaccines are for, but and how they're made and what they do and how they work on your body. But I can actually say I know because I've read, I've looked, I've seen it, I've studied the data, and that's why I question it, and that's why I question the validity and the push. It happened this week. You probably saw it. The Clintons, massive push all of a sudden. Am I right? Right. A massive push all of a sudden behind vaccines. Hillary was out tweeting about it. That ugly beast thing that she bore, that child of hers, was out talking. I don't know what her name is. Chelsea. That's it. Yeah. Chelsea Clinton. She was out talking about it as well, praising vaccines and not giving links, not providing some information, not providing an objective view. And I'll tell you, there was something else that happened this week, and it's something that's interesting. A lot of people talk about, oh, well, they give vaccines away free. They don't get they don't make any money doing that. And there's other arguments about why you in this particular reason, the FDA, the FCC, not FCC, well, they get involved on the back end of it. Why all the letter alphabets and the alphabet agencies and people like that. It was like $2.8 billion or something like that was donated this week to vaccine research. And I think it might be that information might have been something that was part of that link that I shared there. The polio vaccine causes more cases than wild polio virus. It's on Yahoo. It's about what's going on in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Nigeria, Congo, all these places where, surprise, surprise, Bill Gates and Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and I should say Hillary, like Bill's anybody. He's just the boy. They're the ones that have pumped money into this stuff. They're the ones that have put this crazy amount of money, and they've been doing. Oh yeah, it was right there. Donors last week pledged $2.6 billion to combat polio as part of an eradication. This is a quote from the Yahoo article, as an eradication initiative that began in 1988 and hoped to wipe out polio by 2000. I think they missed it by a couple of days. Since then, numerous such deadlines have been missed. No kidding. Well, it brings to the point that there's money. There's money there. There's money being made. It's not an innocuous industry. It is not the benign sort of it's government controlled and mandated that a lot of the status, a lot of the happy, ignorant people want to believe that it is. It's just not that simple. Those links are there, towardanarchy.com, Sunday, December 1st. It's always Sunday in my world, or our world that we share together anyway, I guess. I got a quote today. I thought this was kind of cool. I thought it was very fitting for me because I'm supposed to be writing. I should be writing. I should be doing more. And I have a couple of really great things that have happened. I had a conversation with representatives of the CDC about vaccines. I had some interesting things that have happened that they're just kind of on the back burner and set on low as they simmer. They're so close to done. I have an article coming out, an interview with my guest. Somebody else wrote the article with my guest, Michael Howell. He was on. I answered some questions for him in an interview, an article that he's putting out. It's just a bunch of stuff like that that's back there. And then I came across this quote when I was looking, and it's from Albert Camus. And of course, the link is always there if you want to find out who Albert is. And of course, a retweet, a requote is not a invitation to suggest that I support every single thing they've ever said or done. There is in me an anarchy. It's terrible to have to sort of even feel the need to want to have to qualify your statements in reality. It should just be assumed that I don't even believe everything that I've ever said. I mean, you know, I'm trying to be better today than I was yesterday, and to be able to do that, I probably have to change my worldview and my thinking about some of the things that I did yesterday, and presumably it changes me. And it's unfortunate to think that you have to clarify that for some people, that you have to make it clear of your intent, and that they can't just glean it from your words. I guess maybe it's a dumbed down situation and the idiots from the public schools. But then I don't buy that either, because I'm not a detractor of the public schools. I'm a detractor of how they're funded and the fact that they're mandatory. I'm not a detractor of the idea that you should be able to, as a community, come together and try to educate your community and your children and the people that are in it, and try to better the community through. But it should be voluntary. That's the reality of it. So I don't have a problem with public education. I have a problem with the way our public education system is managed and funded, because I have a problem with all this authoritarian stuff. But the anarchy in quotations there. There is in me an anarchy and frightful disorder. I like the separation of those two concepts, because they are not the same. There is in me an anarchy and frightful disorder. Creating makes me die a thousand deaths, because it means making order, and my entire being rebels. And I just I found that sort of fitting, because I feel it. It's a little bit painful placing order. I love the live thing, and I love the ability to, the need to, I guess, now that I have to make it clear that what I'm saying, that I'm human and I'm fallible and I make mistakes and then I change my mind. But you won't catch me in much. It'd be more like a misstatement of a fact that you could look up and that I point you to, and I said the number a little bit long, like the 2 point whatever billion. I might have said 2.6 and it was 2.8, or I might have said 2.8 and it was 2.6. I think I said 2.8 and it's 2.6. Sue me. Meme pick of the day. If you want to fix America, this is kind of a question, and I'll have to ask my guest, Shane Radcliffe, who's coming up here in just about 12 minutes. If you want to fix America, this is what it's going to take. It's a picture of sort of revolution. I don't even know where it's at. There's so much of this going around in other places around the world, Greece and Spain and Hong Kong. And it's happening in a lot of places around the world. In fact, it's even happening a little bit on a smaller scale in a lot of places in America. You just don't hear about it as much. But there are people protesting and rebelling. But this is, I think, the point of this is more about the actual revolution thing and the sort of violent revolution and lighting things on fire and people massing in the streets, as opposed to just the changing of hearts and minds, to steal one of the statist ideas. Just the influence, voting for a puppet. I agree with this part of the meme, the picture that's up there today. Voting for puppet politicians in rigged elections will never change anything. Of course it won't. And you know my argument about the voting thing. I stand there where I stand on all this stuff. You do what works for you. It really doesn't matter in the case of voting. It's not going to change anything. And frankly, if you're voting against state power. I'm not going to argue with you. If you're saying the state doesn't get another law, another tax, I'm all for that. Say it away. Shane Radliff is my guest. He'll be with us in about 10 minutes. We'll be right back on Toward Anarchy.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
That is so how we win this thing. I'm watching the likes and the shares. It's just really awesome. Right back here, live, Toward Anarchy. My guest, Shane Radliff, is coming up here in just a couple minutes. Go to towardanarchy.com, and if you have to look for it, it's Sunday, December 1st. It's in the archive. But also click on the contact information if you want to contact the show. towardanarchy@outlook.com is the email address. The Facebook is up there. That's the easiest way to follow the show. From there, you can find me. I'm what, michael.storm.1776 on Facebook. I think that's who I am. I guess there's no dots. It's just all one word, isn't it? michaelstorm1776 at Facebook. And you can follow along. I apologize if you tried to friend me and I haven't accepted your friend request. I'm kind of choosy about the friends because there's a limited number of them, and I've told you before about how I've unfriended thousands and thousands of people. But if you go to towardanarchy.com and you click on the contact information, there's also the chat room in there. You can jump in there with the freaks. Sometimes they're talking about those people that I mentioned earlier. I can't talk about them. I'm sorry. I just don't do it. It's just a funny thing to me. I did get into a little bit of a conversation of it with Jeremy Harding. Just a short little thing the other day. He was talking about somebody and some Holocaust deniers and some things like that. And I actually was it on? Was it the show? I think it was. It was on this show. I'll have to look in the archive and see if I could pull it up. Either way, it's in there. It's in my archive of past shows, whether it was this network or something I did afterward or before, whatever. A conversation with an author who talked about the history following World War II and about sort of atrocities enacted upon the Germans after, you know, everybody, of course, talks about the Jews and what happened there, what supposedly happened, or see, that was, of course, the argument right there is the sort of Holocaust deniers, as they're called, and that question of things. And I just won't do it. It's that barking dog argument that I won't get into. It's in this case, it's two dogs separated by a fence, and they just, as long as they can see each other, they're just gonna keep going at it. And I the truths of either side of that, I lay at the feet of the actors, the statists that cause that reality at the time, and the lies I lay at the feet of the state itself, who created the atmosphere and enabled those individuals, those actors to do what they did. It's a scary kind of thing to realize. When you stop and think about that, it's not authority that's the problem. It's the people who follow authority. It's the people who believe authority. Authority can be a good thing. You should be able to look to somebody and go, that's somebody I trust. That's on a topic or an idea, or even to manage things for you, pay people to manage things for you all the time. Theoretically, you could manage society, all these things, in a voluntary way, and make these things successful in the idea. But those followers that won't take the leap, won't make that jump to the next stage. If you're listening to the show live, of course, when you click it towardanarchy.com, the date's right there. But if you have to dig through the archive and click on it, or if you have to try to figure out how to listen to the show, you start out right there's a big button that says, big words that say listen to Toward Anarchy. And this past week I found these bunch of arrows in a GIF file. That's the moving images. And it's a bunch of arrows just pointing. It says, click right here to listen, because I want you to listen through the TalkStream Live application. That's one of the best ways to listen. But also, you know, there's more links at the network site there, Republic Broadcasting Network site there, that offer tons of ways, just so many different ways to listen and interact with the show and other people who are on the network. And I encourage you to support the network, because if you don't, there's no way that I can bring you amazing people like my guest today, Shane Radliff, who's going to join us in just a couple of minutes, just after this next break. He's an anarchist and a voluntarist and an author and a publisher, and he's a host of the Vanu podcast, and he's my guest next. Karen Keener is next weekend. She is an anarchist and a mother and nobody really important in particular, and I'll explain that when she gets here to talk about her book. And then on December 15th, Brittany Schaefer joins us again on the show. As you remember, she was an anarchist, daughter of the great Butler Schaefer, and that lineage of anarchists and great thinkers and doers in the world. And she is an author, and she has a wonderful little book to tell us about as well. So that's the theme, and more people lined up and ready to go, and just sort of people beating down my door, kind of literally wanting to be on the show. The people that I ran into yesterday, I said that I had to drive to Kansas City and see a man about a horse. Well, after I took care of the horse, We got to talking, and they were telling me about how they had come from Michigan not too long ago, and they moved to the Ozarks, and they had drove up from the Ozarks to Kansas City to meet me there. And
just all the interesting things that they were doing.
How they were living off the grid and everything. My guest, Shane Radliff, is joining us next right here on Toward Anarchy. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now, that's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Michael Howell's writing finger, his typing fingers, must have been itching because I was talking about him. I just mentioned him in just a little bit ago, and in relation to what I was talking about earlier, and having to get over that interview that we're doing together, that he's a written interview. And he just hit me up and said, "Hey man, remember those questions?" So I figure his typing fingers are a little bit itchy as I'm thinking about him. Go to towardanarchy.com. It is Sunday, December 1st. I am live here, and my guest today is Shane Radliff. And if you click on today's date, if you have to go through the archive to get there, there's links, there's information, there's stuff. Some homework for you to do. You can follow along. There's a link there to how to publish your tract or your book or your treatise with Liberty Under Attack Publications, which that's Shane's great label of that they're putting out these interesting and thought provoking and it's just we're going to dive into it. He's waiting on the line here. He's probably sitting there. Just introduce me. Let's get this thing underway. The link to Liberty Under Attack Publications is there. He's also co-host of the Vanu podcast, and we'll talk about that a little bit as well. Shane, thank you, man, so much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know it can be, especially, you know, the holidays just kicked off. I know there's shopping to do, turkeys to eat. How are you, my friend?
Hey, doing well. I certainly appreciate the invitation to come on and chat. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and happy holidays.
Oh, thank you, and Merry Christmas, and all those other offensive terms as well. It's funny because that always comes up around this time of year, and you always it's certainly a thing on the social media now. It's just the memes come across, and you see, well, I say Merry Christmas, I don't say Happy Holidays, and it's just kind of you ever seen that episode of South Park where they're always calling everybody Grandpa because the youngest kids are always watching PewDiePie comment on video games while they're downstairs playing the real game. Uh-huh. Your thing is old, Grandpa, and I get that same sort of silly feeling about all of this idea surrounding some of these old weird traditions that we follow. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Shane Radliff. What makes you an anarchist? How do you get here today?
Sure. So as you said, I'm the founder of Liberty Under Attack Publications and the co-host of the Vanu podcast. I'm a free market anarchist of Inuin, a crypto anarchist, all appropriate labels. I don't really much care for the label, but it helps people figure out what I am or figure out, I guess it helps. So, any one of those is sufficient. How did I get here? Well, it's been a long journey, but I guess it would have been when I was 18 or 19. I saw a documentary on Netflix called 9/11 Loose Change, and it was first time I had ever come across anything like that. My priorities were completely different at that time. I just stumbled across it on Netflix, and it was an interesting documentary. Really didn't do anything with it for a few months, and then I went through kind of the conspiratorial rabbit hole with Bill Cooper and Alex Jones, and in 2015, February of 2015, I decided I was going to start a radio show kind of modeled after Bill Cooper's Hour of the Time, and I started the radio show. It was kind of more of that conspiratorial angle, talking about secret societies and things of that nature. And a few months later, I came across some anarchists and started working with them. And very, very quickly, the show went from that conspiratorial type show to anarchy and direct action specifically. Because when I got into it, I went through all the philosophy, the economics, and it was great. It's fantastic. I read Rothbard and Mises and going back to Etienne de la Boetie and kind of all of this this literature that's out there. But I didn't see a whole lot of focus on really much of any on solutions and action. What can we do in the here and now to increase our personal freedom? So since 2015, I mean, that's been my focus. Everything that I do on the alternative media and online is focused towards that. The Vanu podcast is much the same way. I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit. Last year, I founded LUA Publications when I published my book, Vanu: A Strategy for Self-Liberation. And I found other great books to publish, and it's turned into, quite unexpectedly, honestly. I digitized some of these old libertarian publications already, and I figured, hey, why not take extra couple hours and put them out in paperback format too? Then it morphed into, the author services and helping other people publish their books, or as our I guess slogan goes, how we help them share their story and find their freedom. So that's a little bit of an introduction. We can kind of go wherever you want to from here.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great, because that was really one of the angles that I definitely wanted to talk about, because that's sort of kind of the theme I have going here for the next couple of weeks and last week. And I'm talking to, in I think every case, self-published authors, successful, in fact, and just sort of trying to ask them a bit about how they're doing it and what kind of services and things that they're offering to other people and how they can help them, and whether it's in your case, you're actually directly trying to help other people publish their material.
Exactly.
Well, right. That was one of the links that I made sure to share, was the actual Liberty Under Attack Publications publish page, where you can go in there and you just sort of lay it out for people. You really, there's no hidden sort of costs or anything. You just kind of say, hey, this is it. If you want to do one of these with such and such amount of words or whatever, it's going to cost about this much money, and this is how we're going to do it. And give us your information, let's talk about it. It's a really, really simple and easy process. Probably wasn't that easy when you went to first publish your own.
It wasn't as hard as I thought it would be, but yeah, I mean, it took a handful of proof copies, before the actual book is done, ordering that proof copy from Amazon. Went through five or six of those because I couldn't get the formatting right. The cover was a little off, and yeah, it was a struggle. And I figured, like I said, I mean, it wasn't really planned to go into the publishing side, but I mean, I guess I put a few books out on Amazon, and I kind of realized I've been trying to build up a side hustle in the alternative media for a few years now, and there really hasn't been much. And I kind of figured out earlier this year that selling books alone, as far as a side hustle for me, it wouldn't be, wouldn't be sufficient. And I mean, that's one angle that we talk about on the Vonnie podcast, and in all my work is financial independence through freelancing and things of that nature. As far as the Publish With Us page, yeah, we handle everything, everything from, proofreading and editing, manuscripts, all the way up to, helping you market and promote. My business partner is a great graphic designer. She does terrific book, terrific work. And if you take a look at libertarianattack.com, the main website with all the books that we offer, you'll see just the terrific cover art that she does. And she also does really great, promotional videos for books and things like that. So we handle it all, and we try to make it. We make sure to make everything extremely transparent. Obviously, we're anarchists. We don't believe in intellectual property, so we don't make you sign over your rights to the book. Or I don't know how big publishing outfits do it, I'm guessing they're a little more formal and legal with the way they do things. But yeah, we basically just work peer to peer with clients, and we know what's expected of us, and you know what they want us to do for them, and we get the job done, and I think we do a pretty good job. So and obviously getting the message of freedom out there to as many people as possible, and just helping authors who may only be publishing one book, instead of having to learn all the steps of self-publishing, we want to make it as easy as possible so people can focus on the writing portion of it.
Well, what kind of books have you guys published so far? I mean, I know that some of them are sort of fiction tales, and then some of it is more real life, and then some of it's sort of a life journey type stuff. There's a array of different topics and ideas that have been tackled so far. I mean, just looking at it, is there something that, if somebody's out there trying to publish, is there something that you wouldn't publish? I mean,
we want to make it as open as possible, obviously. The only couple things we won't really publish, if it's a book promoting political crusading, this, like I said, we focus on solutions, and right. That's what LA Publications is dedicated to. So if someone's going to try to write a book telling people to go vote, we're not going to publish that book. I'm probably not going to give them a whole lot of time to talk about it. we wouldn't publish anything with political crusading. I'm fine with, I'm not, big into the infighting between the anarchic schools of thought, like the syndicalists and all, but, something outright communist, I probably wouldn't publish it unless they were going to talk about like mutual aid societies or something, something direct action oriented.
And that was what I was getting at. Is
yeah,
that
yeah. Yeah. Not yeah. violating person and property, then possibly, but it would be a case by case basis then.
And that makes sense, and that's exactly what I was getting at, and I wanted I want the listener to understand that going in, that you're going to give it a fair assessment of the quality of the information and how it relates to the other things that you're publishing and the beliefs behind Liberty Under Attack publications in general. And of course, that's going to probably not fall along the sort of leftist communist lines.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You mentioned
exactly.
The infighting. I think it's funny. I watch it on the social media, and I think it has its purpose. There's a point to it, I suppose, in that the audience gets to see it, and there's some entertainment value, if nothing else. But I think also one of the arguments is we have a mutual friend, Jeremy Harding. He likes to expose individuals, and I find that kind of fun and entertaining. But I also feel that there's some validity to it because I'm not in the. And I suppose this is probably true of yourself and of your publication. You're not trying to create an echo chamber, but you're also not trying to introduce ideas that you know proven classically faulty.
Right. Yes. Exactly. And I guess I should mention I mentioned this sometimes, but the idea for Elliott Publications came from there was an old publishing outfit that went defunct in 2006, but it was called Lumpanics Unlimited, and we offer books on Vanu, like Vanu, The Search for Personal Freedom. Well, that was originally published on Lumpanics Unlimited in 1983, but yeah, obviously it's out of business now. But they published all sorts of stuff. I mean, they were known for having the best book catalog. He could find stuff on survivalism. You could find stuff on ciphers. You could find stuff on Vanu, so like lifestyle changes in pursuance of freedom. You'd find stuff on lock picking and paper tripping. And like you'd find they publish books on everything, even some wild stuff too. So that's kind of the vision I have for Elliott Publications. But again, yeah, as long as the idea is to increase people's freedom or teach them about something, somewhat useful. That's kind of the idea. We're kind of working with a client now, a potential client on kind of it's not really a book about freedom, but it's a book about personal development things. So we focus on books to increase people's freedom, but. Yeah, we're open to other things too.
Well, freedom starts with the individual. Let's be honest. I mean, if you're not free in your own mind, you can't, and if you have some notion that you can attach yourself to other people and make them your slave, I guess that's the only other word for it. But that if you don't even get the simple concept that chains you down as well to them, then you're kind of missing the whole point across the board. So I think it's pretty great that you are you have a particular goal in mind and a direction of the way things go. Getting close to coming up on a short little break and a short segment here, so I want to start any grand topic or anything. But I'm curious about the Vanu podcast and about what that means and the details of it, because I'm unclear. It's something that's new to me. I was unfamiliar with it at all until I had seen it pop up under your name, and so I went and looked at it a little bit. But it'd be kind of interesting to hear what it is. What it means and how it relates to that idea that you stressed initially, and that's the idea of finding solutions. I think that was real quick what you noticed and what I think I noticed, and I think a lot of other people notice, is that some of these arguments are fun to have, but they don't necessarily produce any actual change or results in the real world. And so concentrating on sort of physical, real world results, action, seem to make more sense.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And I was going to mention just real quick about kind of the infighting thing. I used to care about that a lot. You know, I used to commie bash a lot. I mean, I used to do that. But now, like with I guess my focus, if they are taking the initiative themselves to create their own personal freedom, I don't really care what their economic views are, as long as they aren't trying to force them on me. So I interviewed a Van Nomad couple from Australia. They decided to move into their van because they think that rent is theft. Well, I don't believe that. But you know what they didn't do? They didn't go vote. They didn't go, you know, beg the politicians. They made a radical lifestyle change, and now they have, you know, more freedom than most people do, especially folks that are tied down to, you know, 9-to-5 jobs. So I care about the action.
Anarchy is no rulers. It's not no rules. It's not no economics. It's not no common sense. It's not no top-down pyramid schemes. It's not anything other than no rulers. And so it's funny that a lot of people try. Well, you talked about labels right off at the beginning of the conversation, and that's a very good point, because labels aren't for us. I don't care about the labels. I don't want to be mislabeled by somebody else. But the labels that I place on myself are important. They're supposed to be there to give you information. And so you don't have to open up the entire package and see what's inside. You've got an idea of what's in the box, you know, without ever interacting with it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Vanu is very much like, even the founder of Vanu, who went by the pseudonym of Rayo, his given name was Tom Marshall.
Okay. We're going into a break here. We'll do this real quick, and then we'll come back. Introduce the founding ideas behind Vanu when we come back. We're right here live with Shane Radcliffe on Toward Anarchy. Stick around.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
It is Sunday, December 1st. If you have to go through the archive, click on that link for Sunday, December 1st, and you can follow along with everything that we're talking about. Shane Radliff is my guest. He is an anarchist and an author, and he is the co-host of the Vanu podcast and founder of Liberty Under Attack Publications. The links to his websites and those interesting things that we're speaking of are right there on that page, and you can easily follow along. Just before we went into the break, he was going to introduce us to the ideas behind Vanu because they're unfamiliar ideas to me. Thank you, Shane.
Sure. So yeah, first off, new things, right? So yeah, so Vanu, just first off, the spelling, because yeah, it's a new word for a lot of folks. So V as in Victor, O and as in November, U. So Vonu is how you spell Vanu, and it's an awkward contraction of the words voluntary, not vulnerable. So the idea is to become as invulnerable to coercion as humanly possible, from both public coercers, governments, and private coercers, just private violators of person and property. Because you know, I think it's a utopian idea to think that there's never going to be never going to be violators of person and property. So I think Vanu will be relevant forever. Even if the free society does come into fruition, there will still be a need for Vanu. But anyway, this invulnerability to coercion is gotten by way of radical lifestyle changes. So there's a lot of them out there. I mentioned via nomadism a moment ago, crypto anarchy. So using computers and Bitcoin and open source technology to make individuals more invulnerable to the coercion of the state. That's certainly an important element in today's world. There's living in a sailboat. There's intentional communities. There's perpetual traveling. There's strategic relocation. There's security culture. There's a lot of various strategies. That fall under the umbrella of Vanu. But anyway, this was a strategy founded, and I know this for sure, that he did. It wasn't just largely developed by him. It was founded by him. Rayo founded. He was a libertarian out in Southern California in the early 1960s. He was a member of the Free Isles Project, which was, the first libertarian seasteading project that I'm familiar with, that I'm aware of. The Free Isles Project, it was a research group dedicated to exploring the efficacy of founding a new libertarian country on an island somewhere, or something along those lines. So eventually, the group, ceased to exist. There were disagreements. And they just kind of decided it wasn't the most viable option. And Rayo decided that he was looking for freedom in the here and now. So he moved out of his apartment into a camper mounted on his pickup truck, and he pursued van nomadism. After a couple of years, he realized that it wasn't enough freedom for him. The lifestyle, even back in the late 1960s, the lifestyle relied on slave tags, so driver's licenses, registration, things of that nature, and. He decided to move out in a polyethylene A tent in the Siskiyou National Forest. Ray was a radical, but a
little bit. I mean, maybe not considered so much by today's standards. All right, we got to go into a quick break. Conversation here with Shane Radliff on Toward Anarchy.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.